收割地上的。地上的收割，并且践踏酒榨，这就是下一个我们要处理的永远耶稣永远福音的内容。
Mwenye taji ya dhahabu kichwani mwake na mundu mkali mkononi mwake ukitazama katika mada ndogo
the prophecy of the cloud of God coming
正如我给出那个预言就是父神云彩的造访那个意象
coming to Kisumu
来到基苏木的
much earlier
提前很
one of them I gave 1.5 years before
一个呢就是一年半之前已经开始预言的
other, I think I gave, is it 2 months before?
另一个呢差不多两个月之前
one, I think 2 weeks before and made a very long sermon from it by the way asking when God comes what is God coming to check
然后呢另一个呢就是两个星期之前很长的讲道当中我预言了神父神来要检查要审查什么东西
And I said, the Lord is coming to see how you've handled His word.
主来要查看你怎么样的处理了这些话语。
And I said, the Lord is coming to check and inspect how you've treated the widows and the orphans.
并且主来要审查查看的是你怎么样的对待寡妇和孤儿。
And remember, in that tremendous time, as I gave the prophecies.I said, he is coming in the cloud, the dreadful cloud of his visitation, of his presence.
我记得很清楚，当我发表那个预言，就是神什么样的那可怕的云彩当中造访。
Okay. I think she's beginning to say her wrong things again.This is a thick, dark cloud. She's saying, utukufu jeupe. I'm very shocked. So anyhow, so blessed people, and then you saw that it was fulfilled.
这得以实现了这揭秘密的造访。
And when he came that night,
当他来那个晚上
the night before he came to speak with me how he would come.
他来的前一个晚上他跟我来要跟我说了
You see even the white patch of the cloud that he showed me 2 months before he came how he was going to come the white patch
甚至那两个月之前他跟我说的
If they repeat it from where it just began you'll see it better If they just repeat the clip you'll see the white patch I'm talking about
甚至漆黑密云的下边
Because the first one is bloody if they repeat it Yes, thank you You can see the white patch I was describingin the glory as he would come.
那贴着的白色的布顶就是我都描述了这就是
the thick dark, Jesus Christ, the thick dark cloud and then there would be a white patch.
我说过这是漆黑密云的云彩然后那儿会有个白色的布顶白色的这个这布顶
And so if they just play it, you'll see it in all of them.
如果整个的
you see the white patch,
给你们看你们会看见这白色的
the glorious
下边白色的荣耀的部分
in that dream, as I gave the prophecies,
当我给出那个预言的时候就是我看到那个意象之后发表预言的时候
and so, and then after that he came,
之后他来了
but the day before he came, we are still on the cloud,
可是他来的前一个晚上
time,
那个晚上 Saturday, 那星期六的晚上
then in the dream, if you put the camera back to me,
然后
then in the dream that night before you came,
然后他来的之前个晚上梦中
I saw him from afar,
我刚开始远距离的看见了他
voice, he told me he was coming to me.
用声音他说他要来到我这里
And he was quite far, the cloud, huge cloud, quite far, thick dark cloud, very far away.
非常远距离的那漆黑密云的神的父神的云彩
Far beyond the lake of Kisumu.
就基苏姆的湖水那边的很远的
And in the horizons far deep beyond.
然后水平的那边水平的角度看到的很远的
So while I thought he was still far,
因此当我认为他还远距离的在那儿
then all of a sudden, whoop, he had arrived.
突然他就突然的他就就来到我这里了，很快。
Covered me totally.
那彻底的覆的就把我覆盖起来了。
Weight, you know the weight of God, the glory of God the Father's weight, then His weight, the weight of the glory weighed down on me.
并且主荣耀的重量，主的荣耀是有重量的，重量就让我感觉到就是的重量放在我身上。主荣耀有重量。
And then, after that, you remember 2 weeks from that meeting.
那个聚会之后两个星期。
But before that, that night when he covered me totally, before he arrived in the morning.
是那个早晨他来临之前的晚上，他已经来到我这里。
Then by voice he said, "I almost killed them all."
然后他用声音跟我说了，我几乎都杀掉他们一切人。
Thus says the Lord, "I almost killed you all."
我几乎杀掉你们一切的，你们所有的人。
And then after that.
之后呢？
2 weeks.
两个星期。
About 2 weeks.After that visitation in Kisumu, that ultimate visitation, the visitation of God the Father.
那基苏姆的造访，父神那最终的救，最终的造访。
And then, now, in another very tremendous vision.
那现在另一个非常可怕的造访，造访。
And towards this direction.
往这个方向。
I could see God the Father from very far. In that vision, I looked and I said, "Wow."That is the Lord.
我远距离的可以看到父神，然后我就认出来了，哦，他是主耶和华。
I saw him from very far, and he was in his glory, glowing in his glory.
我是非常远距离的看见了他的，我看见了他的荣耀发出来的荣光。
The person of God the Father.
父神自己。
So as he was, I thought he was quite far, really very far.
因此我以为是非常非常远距离的就在那
儿。Eyes, so、
然后他打开我的眼界，然后让我看到他。在那强大的荣耀中。
Me,
可是令我震惊的是。我仍然以为这是远距离的时候，突然他就出现在那只有离我七八米左右的地方，很近的，非常的震惊。
The person of God, the Father himself,
父神自己出现，就这样。
The one Daniel explains here,
丹尼里在这描述的那一位，
when Daniel saw him,
当丹尼里看见他的时候。
Many times when I meet God the Father, when He comes to talk to me, to give me the instruction of this mission, I am always restrained. I step back in describing things that I see.
我总是父神造访我，然后给我有关这事工的指示。我总是跟你们描述的时候，就是都是有一个未公开的、没有公开的地方。我非常保留的、保守的、保留。
I don't describe him.
我描述的时候，我并没有描述他，就是父神。
And yet Daniel here comes out openly, explicitly, and describes God.Describing the person of God the Father. I thought that is very astounding.
可是丹尼在这儿非常公开的描述了父神的面貌，这是非常令人震惊的。
Describing God the Father.
描述了父神。
And so, 2 weeks after the visitation in Kisumu,I thought it was fun. Then all of a sudden, whoop, he was right there, about 5 to 7 meters away.
就是基苏姆的聚会结束之后两个星期，就梦见了父神。哇，以为是很远距离的就在那，可是突然他就出现在我的眼前了，很近距离的，只有离我7米左右。
And he was looking slightly away, slightly. So he looked at me from an angle.
因此他稍微就是斜角的那个角度，就是跟我对视着，是那有一个角度，就不同的一个角度，就是让我看见他斜角的方向。然后他说回去告诉他们整个国家。
And so at that time he put the coronavirus and locusts, the plague of coronavirus,And the plague of locusts between myself and himself.
那个时候他把冠状病毒还有蝗虫之灾放下来我和他之间。
And he was in the thick dark cloud.
这他是在漆黑密影当中。
But the cloud opened, so that was he himself now.
可是云彩打开了，让我看见他，他就是在那，他自己。
And then when I came to you and gave that prophecy, I did not describe him. When I gave the prophecy, and he said, "The whole country, the whole country." He calls the whole world the whole country.
当我给出这个预言的时候我并没有跟你们说并没有跟你们描述他的面貌当时他说整个国家整个国家指的是全世界整个地球
So he calls the whole world the whole country
他把整个世界说成整个国家
So at that time I could not describe to you everything I saw I could not describe him but Daniel describes him very clearly here
当时我并没有跟你描述所谓的一切就是没有描给你描述了他可是丹尼尔在这儿就是描述了父神了今天我跟你们说只有一件事情
There is a shawl on his shoulders, a cloth.
他穿的衣服他的肩膀上有、
right、
有一个
But you see very clearlyDaniel comes out openly and describes. That's why I was very shocked. I was like, wow, for me, I cannot describe. Every time I've met him, I cannot. Those are now confidentiality between myself and God the Father. Even the creatures, the living creatures around the throne, when I see them, I cannot describe everything to you.
就是我每次见到父神我跟你们回来跟你们说的时候我并没有藐视父神的一切因为我以为这是我跟父神之间的一个就是一个我们两个人之间的事情我跟你今天公开的就是当时他在肩膀上带着披肩
I cannot describe every of their detail
因此我并没有跟你们描述谁的一切甚至那火物
around the throne of God
就神宝座式的
because you know I have seen all the four
因为我看到了那个四个火物每一个都见到了
the Lord has brought me to the throne in front of his throne on every occasion when the Messiah has broken the seal on the scroll the first four seals
当弥赛亚解开印从第一到第四每一个解开印的时候父神就是把我带到天堂的宝座是让我看到每一个场景然后我看到了四个火物
The breaking of those seals has something to do with those creatures because they are involved in that cascade
因为每一个解印都跟那些火物四个火物有联系的有关联的
And then, so you remember, once I described the third living creature.
有一次我跟你描述了第三个活物。当时亚威附身在肩膀上，穿着披肩，
The Father sends him to me.
是围巾啊，围巾。就是当时。
And he went in this direction like this.
他往这个方向就是我都往这个方向经过经过了。
His face is turned towards me as he's walking slowly.
他就这么经过的时候他的眼睛呢一直对视着我我们两个是互相就这么看然后他就往我的这个方向经过了。
I realized he was coming from the front, my front. Because I thought he had gone this way, then I realized he's coming from the front.
然后呢突然就是我发现他就是在我的对面朝着我就这么走过来我一直以为他就是在我的旁边经过。
And then the glory at that time is covering from down almost up to here, covering me up to there in front of the throne of God that is covered by the white glory, super white glory, radiant.
那神的宝座是那儿，就是那白色的超级荣耀的这个荣耀，超级的这个荣耀，神的荣耀覆盖了差不多离地差不多一米五左右的地方都覆盖了。
And so and then he came, he appeared from this direction.
他就往这个方向出现。
And I said that even though the scripture says about the third living creature that he has a face like a human face.
甚至经文都告诉我们，这第三个活物，他的脸是人的脸，人的脸。
But however, I remember it, I divulged to you some other detail about him.
可是有关他的一些细节，我都跟你们公开了。
Because I said, but he is also like an ox.
因为我跟你们都说了，他的身体其实是个牛。
Except that he has that huge human-like face, which is super glorious and very holy.
他的脸是人的脸，是超级超越的荣耀的圣洁的。
And then he frowned, the face is frowned like this, so you see the horizontal lines. Serious, serious face frowned like that.
并且他的额上有非常严重的皱纹，因为他是非常的这个严肃，非常严肃。
And he's super glorious in his face.
他的脸超级的荣耀。
And then he speaks with me before he releases the black horse.
他释放出来黑色马之前跟我说了话。
The horse that you see is beginning to churn the earth towards a severe global crisis, economic crisis.
那匹马就是带过来非常严重的经济危机的那匹马，就带到地球上来的。
And so you see very clearly that even the creatures around the throne, I sometimes find it difficult. I don't describe to you everything. There are things I keep to confidentiality between myself and the Lord God Himself.
甚至当我描述宝座是那周围四个活物的时候，我并没有整个一切都公开给你们的，我仍然有保留的，因为这是我跟父神之间的内容。
Confidentiality with the Lord.
我跟父之间的。
And then how about the Lord God himself?
那何况父神自己呢？
Then you see nowI've described today. Today I've given out a greater detail today.
就是我跟父神之间的保密。可是今天我更多的公开你们了，就我提到了他的披肩
around the shoulder.
他整个他的肩膀。
I will not describe more than that.
整个他的肩膀都有这个披肩。
Daniel describes him total here.
可是丹尼尔在这完整的都描述过了。
In a very shocking manner.
非常令人震惊的方式来。
He says,
他说
As I looked, thrones were set in place.
我观看见有宝座设立。
The Ancient of Days took his seat.
上头坐着，亘古常在着。
Daniel could see him walking and going to take his seat.
换言之，丹尼尔看到了他在那走到那个宝座那里，在那坐着。
I have seen the great ego very far, unbelievably far.
我看到了非常大的大鹰，很远，很远距离的。
Daniel says his clothing was as white as snow.
丹尼尔说
，Daniel even goes ahead to describe his clothes.
丹尼尔在这说到他的衣服洁白如雪，甚至描述了他穿的衣服。
And the hair of his head was white like wool. Daniel really goes so far to describe the detail.
头发如纯净的羊毛，真的，丹尼尔在这儿描述的太多了，公开的太多了。
And yet for me,
可是对我来说
，Even on July 4th,
七月四号
，The year 2003,
2003年
，When he walked in with Christ,
当他跟基督一起走
，And in the hallway there was tremendous the cloud you see in Kisumu filled it.
一直走到基斯姆的云彩在那充满了。
And in that hallway I was in the bedroom.
我整个这个过程当中我是在我的卧室那儿
And asleep.
然后我是睡着的。
And then I could see that he has entered.
然后我可以看到他进来了。
And then Christ Jesus was ahead.
耶稣基督首先进来，先进来。
It's the Lord Jesus that actually opened the door.
这是主耶稣基督打开门的，是耶稣基督。
He took his left hand. I always know it's a left hand.
然后用他的左手，我知道这是他的左手。
Then he placed it on the wall, inside like this, but on the wall. I knew it was left hand because the palm was facing the wall.
那然后呢，把他的左手手掌是碰到那个墙壁的，然后就放在那儿，他的左手放在墙壁那儿，就是门是打开的，稍微打开。
And the wound was wet. Remember, I've gone all over the world saying, I do not understand why that wound has not yet healed. Could it be true that we have never understood and we may never understand in this life the price of redemption, the cost of redemption? Because that wound was still wet.
然后呢，主让我看到他手掌的钉痕，那个钉痕仍然是没有干掉的，仍然是这个有水的，仍然
it was not yet healed.
没有得医治的。
Can you finish the things I said, please? So anyhow,
弄湿的
the nail pierce, and I've gone all over the world.Talking about this nail pierce, asking, could it be true that we may never understand in this life the exact cost and the price of redemption? Because that wound I saw was still wet and healed until today. That is unbelievable.
因为那个钉痕仍然是弄湿的，没有干掉的，没有得医治的。这样，这是否意味着我们绝对不可能理解耶稣基督为我们的罪而付出的代价？我们在这经上无法理解，是不是这样
？That the nail pierce is still wet, that shocked me very much.
钉痕仍然是弄湿的，非常让我震惊。
And then I described, remember I described now the garment. I said there is that triangular part like this and with this shiny, like diamond-like shiny embroidery on that part, which is triangular.
并且我跟你们都描述了它的袖子，那有个三角形的装饰，那有钻石般的在那刺绣的，这个钻石般发荣光的。
At the end of the sleeve, where the sleeve meets the wrist.
然后那个袖子的最末端最后边最
And remember, I had thought that some gold was pouring from his garment, from his hand, onto the wall. That's what I thought, that gold was pouring.
并且我还以为他的手往那个墙上
But the dust of gold, I thought it's a dust of gold that was pouring from his hand, pouring on the wall downwards.
倒下来什么金分丝的，我还以为是这样，从他的手那儿往那个墙壁那儿有分发出来的金分。可是后来才知道，当他这么移动他的手臂的时候
，I saw strings, I saw balls in equal level. There's very nice golden balls down the decoration, moving together, all of them moving together. Then I realized these were fine strings of gold.Going down and ending into very finest, very small balls of gold, and they were moving like this. It was not a dust of gold. So that is the hem of his garment that he was showing me.
后来才知道这不是个金分呢、啊，而是一个小小的、非常精致的金球。金球呢，被挂在非常细致的、用金做的细绳，然后被挂在那个袖子的最末端。
As he's doing so, right behind him is God the Father himself.
并且他的背后就有父神自己。
Because the glory is radiant, the dark, thick dark cloud, but radiant this time around, radiant.
那就是漆黑密云，可是非常发出白色纯洁荣光的父神自己。
And the Lord made me see the outline of his hair.
并且主。并且主让我看到他主父神的外边那个外貌的轮廓。
Eyes, he allowed me see his eyes piercing through the radiance of the glory.
并且主允许我让我看到他的眼睛发出来的光珠，刺透那个荣光。
As the Messiah was at the door with the hand there.
因此，当弥赛亚用手放在那个墙壁那的时候，我就跟父神对视着眼睛，不想看了。
Is when he lifts me up from this room and lifts me in the third room somewhere.
然后呢，下一个瞬间，主把我从那个房间，要把我搬到另一个房间。
And then I walked from that side.
然后我醒过来的时候，我就在那个房间里。
Remember, he has shut down. I've never known how long that was or how far we went and came back. I've never, that part has been shut until today.
这个部分呢，我到如今我不理解，我不知道，就是他什么时候把我弄到那个房间，并且我也被升到多高，我都不知道。
And then I walked back through the hallway and came back again into this room.
然后呢，我醒过来，再回到我原来的那个房间里。
And his glory is still covering the whole place.
他的荣耀仍然覆盖整个地方。
But as I entered now, I saw his hand, God the Father himself, his hand now, after he lifted me up, God the Father himself, and took me there. When I walked back, then his own hand now placed the rod of God that struck Egypt, he placed it on the bed.
然后呢，我现在发现父神的手把我提到另一个房间的那个父神的手，是这放进来的父神的手。现在让我明白，那是曾经击打埃及的手，父神的手。Okay,
may I say the rod of God, and I know these days you are translating your own things. So the rod of God, and he placed on the bed.
主重新把我放在床上。The
rod of God that struck Egypt.
曾经击打埃及的父神的手放下来我的床上，就是主的手放在我的床上。Then
he said, "Now you don't have to reach there."
曾经击打埃及的。You
can strike them with this rod from here.
并且主跟我说，放下来的那个杆子，然后跟我说，你现在用这个杆子。Strike
Japan, strike the nations, any nation.
用这个杆来，可以击打任何一个国家，日本、尼泊尔，主的审判、主的地震来，甘蔗。So
we left the rod there, and then his hands wrote on the wall, put something like a plexiplastic, and wrote on the wall Isaiah 43, comma and then one, 43 verse 11, comma and then one.
然后呢，主的手把那个甘蔗放在我的这个床上。然后呢，主的手在墙壁上写了以赛亚43章的11节。
He wrote on the wall on plexiplastic. He wrote in white. He said Isaiah 43:11 and 1.
白色的字在墙壁上写了以赛亚43:1，然后以赛亚43:1，然后用透明的塑料盖盖上了这个圣经的话语。
And so he wanted me to read it in that order, begin with verse 11 and then verse 1.
因此主愿意按这样的次序让我读经文11节，然后1节。
But you see very clearly in verse 11 he introduces himself. He says, "I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me there is no Savior."
这以赛亚43:11在这介绍了父神自己说，唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主，这样介绍了他自己。
Hear the word of the Lord. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. You see now he calls his servants Israel, Jacob.
雅各啊，创造你。 雅各啊，创造你的耶和华以色列呀，造成你的那位，现在把我称之为雅各以色列，这是对我的呼叫。Okay,
then he said, "Fear not."
然后说，现在如此说，不要害怕。I
have called you.
因为我救赎了你。
I have summoned you by name.
我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的。
So you see, the Lord never calls anyone Israel.
因此，神没有任何一个人称之为以色列，except
the prophets of Israel.
除了以色列的先知。So
that is tremendous. So in all that, also again, I have never described that except today.
因此，这所谓的一切，describing
God the Father, the person of God the Father, except today.
这所有的一切，我并没没有跟你们公开过，除了到了今天，我才跟你们仔细的说出这一切的细节内容，有关父神的。可是丹尼尔在这太大胆的描述了。Describes
God the Father, the hair, the cloth, the garment.
描述了他的头发、他的衣裳、他穿的衣服。
Tremendous blessed people.
非常的可怕，蒙福的人们。
And he says, he says here, his clothing was as white as snow.
他穿的衣服是白如雪。
And the hair of his head was white like wool.
并且他的头发是像羊毛一样白。
His throne was flaming with fire.
他的宝座那儿。
And its wheels were all ablaze.
纯净的羊毛宝座拿火焰。
Coming out from before him.
宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火，从他面前有火向河发出，侍奉他的有千千，在他面前施力的有万万，在他面前施力的有万万。他坐着要行审判，要行审判，案卷都展开了。然后十三节神说，
We can jump from there to verse 13.
我们可以跳到十三节了。
He says, "In my vision at night, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man." You remember now what John is seeing in the book of Revelation, chapter 14.
现在就是描述的是约翰福音十四章他所看过的啊，启示录他所看到的，约翰使徒所看到的内容。
You remember? Do you remember what John saw in Revelation 14? That's all I said.
就是约翰在启示录十四章所看到的，你记得吗？
He saw also one like a son of man.
一个像人子的，有一位像人子的。
Here he says, coming with the clouds of heaven.
驾着天云而来。
He approached the Ancient of Days.
被领到亘古常在的面前。他的面前。
He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power.
得了权柄、荣耀、国度。
All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him.
使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion.
他的权柄是永远的。
That will not pass away.
不能废去。
And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
他的国必不败坏。
This is serious.
这是非常的严肃。
The reason I read this scripture for you is that.In this scripture, number one, you see that Daniel describes God the Father openly.
我为什么跟你们公开分享这个经文？因为丹尼里在这描述父神非常大胆的公开的描述了。
Open description of his hair and his clothes.
打开了他头发、他衣服的这个面貌。公开了第二。
You see that the Son of Man is approaching the Ancient of Days, meaning he was ascending, going upwards, going to the throne of God, going to the Father.
并且人子现在被领到父上面前，意味着他升天，出现在父上面前了。现在。
And yet here in Revelation 14, verse 14, he says.
可是启示录十四的十四，神说。
I looked and there before me was a white cloud.And seated on the cloud was one like a son of man with a crown of gold on his head and a sickle in his hand.
我又观看有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。
We all know that the sickle is for harvest, harvesting crop.
我们都知道镰刀是就是要收割谷物的时候用的。
Which direction he was going.
这样我们都知道他现在要朝哪一个方向要去。
While carrying the sickle.
拿着这个快镰刀要去哪里。
Now, from Daniel chapter 7, 9 on, we have seen that he is actually going upwards towards the King of Glory.
可是我们丹尼里七章的九节看到的是这个人子出现就被领到父神面前，朝着朝向的方向不一样。那现在呢，他手里拿着快镰刀来要收割。
Then another angel came out of the temple and called in a loud voice to him who is seated on the cloud.
又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大圣喊着说
：“Take your sickle and reap, because the time again. Take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come. For the harvest of the earth is ripe.”
伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。
Take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come.For the harvest of the earth is ripe.
伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。
So He who was seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested.
那坐在云上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。
That is serious.
这是非常的严重。
Because he's saying he's going upwards, ascending and carrying a sickle.
因为他往上升天是要拿这个镰刀的。
This is important information regarding the everlasting gospel and what it ought to deliver to humanity.
这是非常重要的信息，让我们去理解这永远的福音要带给人类的是什么。因为他在说
that he's going upward carrying a sickle for harvesting the earth.
他要升天，在那要拿着块镰刀来收割的。
And then the angel comes out and tells him, now you can reap, because the time to reap has come, the harvest of the earth is ripe.
并且这天使跟他说，现在这收割的时候到了，因为庄稼已经熟透了。
And then he swings the sickle.
这一来他扔下了那个镰刀。
And then he harvests the earth, but he's harvesting from heaven, remember that.
记得他在仍然在天上，在天上在那扔了镰刀，让这样的方式来装。庄稼被收割了，他的收割是公义的人。
The Lord is saying that strictly based on how you obey the eternal, everlasting gospel of the Lord, the earth is divided into two groups of people.
换言之，你对这个永远的福音有什么样的顺服？按照这个为严谨，按照这个为标准，整个地球被分为两类。
Those that obey the gospel, the eternal gospel of Jesus.They are harvested. You remember there is a first harvest which has taken place already before this at rapture. That is now you that are tuned in before me right now. That if you will obey the eternal gospel of the Lord, be holy and righteous, and take those deliverables that the gospel is supposed to deliver in you, the fear of God, giving God glory, aware that God judges sin, the day of judgment is coming, and separating from Babylon. Once you are able to attain those milestones,Then there is a first harvest at rapture that takes you into glory, so you don't see this time called the Great Tribulation.
因此，现在在这谈的是大灾难的收割。可是你们那个盼望被提的人，要参加被提的人，现在收听这直播的，如果你们在圣洁供礼当中，并且遵守每一个永远福音，要进你们的。
The everlasting gospel. It says you will be harvested in the rapture first, so you will not see the Great Tribulation.
你们那些顺服永远福音的，你们会参加被提，这样你们不会看到这大灾难的灾难，大灾难的那些懂得惧怕神、知道审判的来临，并且
tribulation, and there is a message to you, the church. That's why I'm going through it, because that gospel has come from God Himself, from the throne of God to the nations. And so, if there is any gospel to restore at the pulpit right now, it is that gospel that has come from the throne. How does God describe His own gospel?
因此这永远的福音的信息必须要神的讲台中要得以修复，因为这才是父神亲自描述这福音的办法。你必须要懂得惧怕神，并且要知道审判的日子来临了，并且你必须要从这世上的巴比伦分别开来，才能够参加被提。
It is the one we need to restore and replace with the worldly gospel of prosperity that has deluded and ruined the church for ages, for years now.
因此我们必须要拿着永远神的永远的福音来，要更替，要交换，要改变现在现今教会讲台的世上的福音，繁荣福音毁灭了整个一代人的。但是你在这看得很清楚。
How you respond to the gospel, the eternal gospel, the everlasting gospel, the universal gospel of the Lord, strictly based on how you respond to that gospel,You will have determined your eternity. In other words, eternity is being determined right now.
就是严谨靠着你的反应，你对这永远的福音、宇宙的福音、亚威神的福音，你做出什么样的反应，这才做出你的这个结局。换言之，你的结局呢，现在在这儿被决定。
You that are tuned in eternity, your eternity is being determined right now.
你现在收听的，你的永恒是现在被决定。
Then he says,
然后他说
that now those that obey the everlasting gospel of the Lord,
那些顺服神永远福音的人
and submit to it,
顺服遵守的
and attain the transformation in their lives as a requisite of receiving that gospel, that as a sign that you have received that gospel, it is working in you.
并且自己的生活来自己生活的方式来自己所守到的这福音来按照这福音来改变自己生活方式的
They are harvested by the Messiah within the tribulation. They are harvested when he is still in heaven.
这样收到的福音来醒出来的人现在能够被
这个 That means when you are here, the Lord is already taking notesOf how you are receiving his gospel. It's not something he comes and sits down and begins to sort out people. You go this way, you go left, you go right. You, I see you obeyed. You, I see you did not. No, he is already taking note from heaven now based on how you are living now.
看一下主降临，然后跟你说你要往左，你要往右，你要这么做，你要那么做。不是的，他天堂天上已经都看好你遵守、你顺服、你所做的一切，
okay, no,
按照你的行为来。
That you obeyed the gospel, go this way. For you did not obey, you go this way. He will not come to do that. He is already determining that in heaven. Already is making a determination, a judgment from heaven. Who is obeying the gospel and who is living by the tenets of the gospel? The tenets of the gospel.
弥赛亚再临命令你你是顺服的你是上天堂你是下地狱不是这样的不是下来再决定他已经天上那天堂那已经都看好了你的顺服你的遵守这样一来你的结局已经在地上他在天上已经都看好了已经都知道了你的结局
you can see your lives. That means the way you conduct your Christian life right now matters so much because the Lord is taking note such that when the harvest comesHe harvests the righteous while he is still up there.
因此，仍然弥赛亚在天上的时候，你作为基督徒的一切的行为都好好的记录下来，按照这记载的内容来决定你的永恒。他仍然在天上的时候。
And that's why you see the angel shouted and said to he that was seated on the cloud, the Son of Man, he said, "You can now reap the earth. The time to reap has come. The earth is ripe."
这就是为什么天使那坐在这个云上的那一位人子像人子似的就向他说你现在可以收割因为庄稼地上的庄稼已经熟透了
And then we see very clearly that he is saying that the earth is ripe
然后这样地上的庄稼
meaning the harvest is ripe
这庄稼已经熟透了这意味着地上的庄稼已经熟透了
But we know too well that the harvest can only be ripe if the latter rain has now poured because it is the latter rain that is responsible for ripening the harvest
并且这地上的庄稼熟透了这意味着幕后的雨水已经降下来了因为让庄稼熟透的只有幕后雨水的角色他来要做的事情
And that's why when you see these cripples walking today, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, when God has now poured out his latter glory, his latter rain, the latter anointing, please don't take it for a joke. This latter glory, these miracles and wonders are meant to ripen your harvest, the harvest
on the earth,
in the church.
当你看到这残疾人站起来行走瞎子睁开眼睛耳能够听见这所谓的一切医治神迹的时候这是神幕后的荣耀神幕后的恩膏放下来在你眼前彰显出来的事情因此你在地上你在教会不要把这一切的事情当作开玩笑当作
So the Lord is saying very clearly that the latter rain has poured and has come full forceThat is the reason now the harvest is ripe. The earth is ripe for harvesting. That is the message over there.
换言之，这幕后的雨水降下来，才能够地上的庄稼熟透。现在地上的庄稼是被熟透的时期了。
And that's why the Messiah now harvests the earth. The harvest is ripe because the latter rain has come.That matures the crop. It is in,if you go into the field of agronomy, that is the study of,crops and what have you. It is called grain filling. It is the grain filling session. When the second rain comes, when the latter rain comes, the purpose is to fill the grain, and it really is the one that determines the quality of the harvest. This latter rain that you see pouring now.
这幕后的雨水降下来，他的角色，他要做的， 事情目标就是让这个庄稼熟透，就充满的就是碰撞起来，充满的就达到那个标准。换言之，这庄稼的品质质量要达到水平的那个角色，这个幕后的女士所做的。
It's the one that feels the grain. It's the time for grain feeling.
就是这个谷物，就充满的。
It determines the quality of harvest. The latter rain.
被充满就是属透的时期，这决定做庄稼质量的时间。我们知道这第一个雨水就是五旬节，这是撒种，然后呢就发芽，这个种子要发芽的时期。
And yet the latter rain is now for development, developing the crop. It is the one that determines the quality of the harvest, the quality of the grains, the quality of the crop.
可是现在这幕后的雨水呢，就是一个成熟的，让这个庄稼成熟的熟透的，决定这个庄稼的质量品质的时间。
So that when the angels are flying up here, the first angel is commanding the everlasting gospel. He is flying and commanding it with power. There must have been the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit that must have been exuded on the earth for people now to have been harvested, for people to have germinated, to have grown rather, and developed into a ripe crop, and the earth is now ripe. There must have been an accompaniment of the power of God in that pronouncement and command by the first angel.
因此第一位天使宣布神永远福音的时候，这应该要带着神的大能，并且神的圣洁，神的权柄，这样一来呢，让这世上的庄稼，世上的谷物受到这永远的福音之后，要成熟起来，熟透了，然后呢达到这个标准。
Remember, these ones here who are being harvested are those who have been sealed for the Lord. So no matter the circumstances of the Antichrist and the persecution, they are alreadySealed for the Lord. That's why they can persevere until they are harvested.
这些现在成为一个庄稼被收割的灵魂呢，是受到了圣灵印记的。因此，敌基督怎么样的逼迫他们都不会改变，坚持到底。这样一来，献出自己的生命来，就是维持自己受到的印记的这样的人。
We also know that the Antichrist is also sealing people, is marking them for himself. So there is that contestation, competition going.
可是我们都知道，底基督也给自己的百姓、自己的人印记，给他们印记。因此，在这进行着的就是竞争。
So if the latter visitation, the latter anointing, the latter glory that you see exuded in the life of these prophets talking to you today, if that latter power of the Holy Spirit is necessary for determining the quality of the harvest, then has the present day church operated in the latter glory quickly?
看一下这幕后的造访，幕后的荣耀，现在通过两位先知正在执行的这圣灵的能力，圣洁灵的能力，现在彰显出来的先进教会也在实行着这种能力当中吗？这种造访当中吗？你们看到这幕后的荣耀，幕后的造访。
Has the present day church operated in the latter anointing of the glory of the Lord?Absolutely no. That's why cripples are not walking there. That's why they are preaching another gospel there. That's why they are in sin and they cannot tell it's time to prepare.
这先进的教会也在这幕后的恩膏当中，把残疾人站起来行走，把所有的一切父神的造访就是呼召出来，是这样吗？绝对不是的。这就是为什么现在先进的教会仍然在最终不让自己的羊群悔改离开罪恶。
And that's why you see very clearly the Lord using this scripture to emphasize the enormity, the power, and the centrality of the latter visitation to ripen the crop, to mature the church so she can be taken into glory.
因此主借着这段经文来再强调幕后恩膏、幕后造访有多么重大、有多么重要，这幕后的雨水才能够让庄稼熟透，被收割进天堂。
And he too with a sharp sickle.
又有一位天使从祭坛中出来，是有权柄管火的。
Still another angel who had charge over the fire came from the altar and called in a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle.
像拿着快镰刀的 大声喊着说，又有一位天使从天上的殿中出来，他也拿着快镰刀。
Take your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of grapes from the earth vine。
就是又有一位天使从天上的殿中出来，他也拿着快镰刀。又有一位天使从祭坛中出来，是有权柄管活的，向拿着快镰刀的大声喊着说：“伸出快镰刀出来！”
He sickle on the earth and gathered his grapes and threw them into the great wine press of God's wrath。
伸出快镰刀来收取地上的葡萄树的果子，因为葡萄熟透了。那天使就把镰刀扔在地上，收取了地上的葡萄，丢在神愤怒的大酒榨中。那酒榨踹在城外，就有血从酒榨里流出来。
The horses' bridles for a distance of 1,600 stadia, that is a huge river of bloodshed, meaning he's crushing it globally.
就有血从酒榨里流出来，高到马的脚踝，远有600里，这是非常巨大的河水，这是全球范围的审判主在这里。
I know, I want us to handle verse 17 to 20 tomorrow.
我明天要处理一下17到20节的今天的晚上。
But for now, I want us to focus on verses 14 to 16.
我现在呢，我要转注14到16节。
That's why I asked you, I told you that there are different translations with different subtitles from verse 14 down to 20.
这是为什么我已经跟你们说过14到20节，这有不同版本的圣经，都有不同版本的副标题。
Because from verse 14 to 16, he's talking about the harvesting of those that have obeyed the command of the first angel. They have obeyed the command of the eternal everlasting gospel of the Lord.
因为14到16节在这描述的就是那些顺服第一位天师命令的，就是顺服永远的福音，要求他们做的事情的这样的人的结局。
So they are harvested into heaven.
因此他们被收割进入天堂。
20, then he now talks about the crushing of the wine press, and he talks about now the judgment of the rebellious.
现在17到20节呢，现在谈的是悖逆的人，他们在地上悖逆的人，他们的结局。
Those that don't obey the command of the first angel flying with the eternal gospel.
那些没有顺服第一位天使的福音，就是飞在空中传出的永远的福音的要求。
They are crushed by the Messiah. So the angel cuts them, they are called grapes. They are now the grapes that are ripe that have to be crushed in the wine press. That is the judgment of God when the Messiah comes. Now the second coming of the Messiah happens.
非常的惊人，践踏他们的竟然是弥赛亚。天使在这描述那些地上的人，悖逆的人也熟透了，他们把这用葡萄来描述他们，现在神的审判临到他们身上了。
So I will handle that tomorrow.
明天我要处理这个内容。
But tonight I want to focus on one thing. It seems in this scripture he's explaining very clearly that when the harvest is ripeFor the time to harvest the righteous into the kingdom of glory, then the time to judge the rebellious is also ripe.
今天我要强调的那些公义的，就是属于天堂的庄稼谷物，他们都熟透的时候，同样的就是这个地上的葡萄也熟透，要受审判的。
That when the crop of the earth is ripe for harvesting, the righteous are ready for harvesting to be taken into glory, then also the rebellious are ripe for harvesting. And that is true, because immediately you finish the book of Revelation chapter 5, you go straight into chapter 6, the tribulation begins. Once the rapture happens, then the tribulation begins right that day.
这样就是地上的庄稼熟透了，做好准备被收割的时候，地上的悖逆的人那葡萄也熟透，要做好准备受到神的审判。正好启示录五到六节背体发生了，马上灾难大灾难所有的事情就发生一样。
So you see very clearly the Lord now understanding and raising very powerfully the role of the latter glory, the latter visitation to prepare the harvest of the earth to be of good quality and to be ripe, ready to be harvested. The latter glory of the Holy Spirit.
因此主在这非常的强调这幕后圣灵的荣耀，幕后圣灵的恩膏造房，现在准备的是这庄稼最后的这品质，最后的质量达到神的要求，这样一来这是角色非常的重要。
Okay, so he's sayingthat the latter glory, the latter power, the latter authority is the one that delivers the power that is that the Christians can be able to use to be able to persist and persevere.
就是幕后的荣耀，幕后的造访，幕后的能力，赐给基督徒这个能力，能够忍耐到底，无论什么样的逼迫之下，都能够忍耐到底的。
But then the question becomes, has the present day church operated in that power?
那就我的问题就提出来了，现在的教会在这个忍耐的能力当中行走吗？
I want to take this part and address that right now. The book of 2 Timothy on your screen right there. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses, again 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 5 right away.
因此我们现在要查看提摩太后书三章的一到五节来查看这个事情。
It says the following.
他说的如下。
Mark this.
你该知道。
This is now very important. You ought to follow this very carefully, blessed people.
这是非常的重要。当我们读这段经文，你必须要紧跟的，就是紧紧的跟我来。
There will be terrible times.
你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到。
People will be lovers of themselves.
因为那时人要专顾自己。
Lovers of money.
他爱钱财
boastful
自夸
proud
狂傲
abusive
谤毒
disobedient to their parents
违背父母
ungrateful
忘恩负义
unholy
心不圣洁
without love
无亲情
unforgiving
不解怨
slanderous
好像好说谗言不能自约
brutal
性情凶暴
lovers of the good,
不爱良善
treacherous,
卖主卖友
rash,
卖主卖友
conceited,
任意妄为自高自大
lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God,
自高自大爱业乐不爱神
you say, having a form of godliness,
有敬虔的外貌
but denying his power,
却背了敬虔的使意。
Then it says, you have nothing to do with such people.
这等人你要躲开。
So we want to leave it at verse 5 and focus on verse 5 so we can address this matter of the latter power, whether the present day church has received that power that enables her to be able to mature as a crop and ripen for harvest into glory.
因此我们要用这个集中要查看这五节的内容，是否先进的教会受到这幕后的荣耀，幕后的造访，让他自己做好完整的准备，就是属透成为一个属透的庄稼，然后做好准备来被收割进入天堂。
He's saying on your screen very clearly in verse 5.
第五节在屏幕当中你们看的讲得很清楚
saying that having a form of godliness,
说有敬虔的外貌
but denying his power,
可是否定敬虔的能力
Can you imagine that at such a last hour?
你可以想象如此情欲的时代
the Church of Christ,
基督的教会神说
is right now operating in such a way,
现在如此的方式来进行着
that they are having their own standard, own form of godliness,
他们有自己标准的敬虔
that actually is devoid, is without the power.
其实没有能力敬虔的实力没有
That's why you see that the church has fallen and when she tried to go out to evangelize the world, to convert the worldThe world instead converted her into the world.
这就是为什么现在的教会去到世界要传福音改变世界的时候，相反那个结果呢，由世界来改变这个基督徒，他们却受到世界的影响。
The world actually converted the church into the world.
反而世界改变教会，教会成为像世界一样。
And yet Jesus in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 on your screen.
可是耶稣在使徒行传的一章八节说过
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says
使徒行传的一章的八节
This is now Jesus talking to his disciples before he sends them out to the world.
这就是耶稣把自己的门徒差派到世界外边世界的时候说的话。
But you will receive power, power.
但圣灵降临在你们身上会受到能力，能力。
We have seen that the latter church is lacking power.
因为幕后的教会现在缺乏的是这个能力。
It is having its own form of religion that has no power.
他们只有这宗教的这外貌，并没有能力。
And yet the Lord set up this standard for taking evangelism out, taking the eternal gospel out.
可是主现在就建立起来的这个标准，就是受到能力的标准，可以往外传福音的条件。当圣灵降临在你们身上。
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria.And even unto the ends of the earth.
你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
The Lord knew very well that there was need for this power of the Holy Spirit in the church for the church to even survive in this world and evangelize Him. You cannot represent Jesus without this power.
神非常的知道教会就是需要圣灵的同在，圣灵的降临，当你要存活或者在这个世界当中把福音传出去，非常的需要圣灵的降临，除非你没有任何办法，没有能力。
And you cannot even represent Jesus without this power. That's why he told them, do not even leave Jerusalem until this power has come.
就是如果你没有受到圣灵的能力，你根本无法代表耶稣，根本没有能力传出耶稣。这就是为什么耶稣说不让他们离开耶路撒冷。
That power of the Holy Spirit is the manifestation of the presence of God in the church.
这个能力就代表着父神在现在这教会里头的同在。
And that power is the one that brings a new life in the life of the believer, the newness of life in the church.
并且这个能力，这个圣灵的同在，才赐给这个基督徒
信仰。基督徒里头的 there, is the one that allows the Christian to live a holy Christian life.
新造的生命，并且这个能力才让基督徒能够活出圣洁的基督徒的样式。
This power is the one that enables you to live a life of separation from sin.
这个能力才帮助你能够避开转离罪恶的。
That power is the one that allows you to live a spiritual Christian lifestyle.
这个能力才让你活出基督徒属灵的生活样式。
That power is the one that allows you to have a close communion and fellowship with God. Look at the two prophets of Yahweh, how they're fellowshipping too close with God all the time, with God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit.
看一下这个能力才让你能够父神维持非常亲密的沟通，看一下这两位先知怎么样的跟父神、跟圣子、跟圣灵保持非常紧密的关系，非常紧密的沟通。
That power is the one that when the church takes, when the Christian has, the church has it, it brings the church to repentance.
这能力如果这个基督徒教会拥有的话，才让他们能够做出真诚的悔改。
Because it's the one that convicts them of sin.
因为对罪的这个定罪这个事情。
And he says that power is the one that brings regeneration of the heart, of the soul.
才通过这个真正的悔改来，并且这个能力。
That power is the one that crucifies the flesh and brings death to self.Death to yourself, such that yourself is crucified and Christ is raised.
就是带给十字架宝血的，就是让你的老我、你的肉体钉死在十字架的这个能力，通过这个能力才可以做到的。
Crucify your flesh and then you are able so that yourself is dead. Death to self.
因此你自己已经死在十字架了，只有这个能力临到你身上才能够做到的。
That power is the one that when you die as a Christian resurrects you, brings resurrection to you. The glorious resurrection of Jesus, you share in it based on this power.
这个能力就是当你死在十字架的时候才能够参加耶稣基督的复活，到时候耶稣基督的复活才引导你。这个能力就是把 教会提走的背体你会参加背体这个能力就是圣灵的恩膏
And so Christians are called to live a Christian life based on a gospel that has been preached up here as we have seen with power
因此基督徒作为一个基督徒而生活就是现在我跟你们传出去的这个能力受到这个圣灵的能力才可以做到的传讲这个能力
If you look at the book of Romans chapter 1 19 to 20 on your screen there
罗马一章的十九到二十一章十九到二十
Romans chapter 1 19 and 20 beginning 19
十九来开始罗马一的十九
He says since what we may know since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里因为神已经给他们显明
Look at the things God has made open and clear to the generation
看一下主面对这一代说得多么的清楚
For since the creation of the world God's invisible qualities His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen being understood from what has been made so that people are without excuse His power you see the power there also His eternal power has been clearly exhibited before men so that we may know that the salvation of Christianity we live is based on power it's a salvation of power and yet the present day church is without power a form of religion without power a form of salvation without power a form of Christianity without power and yet our foundation is this power
自从造天地以来神的永能和神性是明明可知的虽是既不能见但借着所造之物就可以晓得叫人无可推诿看一下在这说的神的永远的能力这个能力就是让基督徒能够活出这个救赎的能力这个拯救基督徒的能力所谓的基督徒能够
His eternal power has
他的永远的能力
made clearly, seen clearly,
会讲明明的可知道
He has displayed it so well to us that he is the God of power
这是神的能力
he gave us is the salvation of power
他赐给我们救赎的时候就是这是个救赎的能力就是有能力因为这是从神永远的能力而来的可是现在基督徒有这个基督徒的外貌可是没有能力有基督徒的救赎可是没有救赎的能力
In other words, the God we worship whose salvation we wear today we have built and inculcated into our lives. The God we worship is a God of power. So how is it that the church can now have a form of religion without power?
换言之我们现在召见的这个救赎我们收到的这个救赎呢从神的永远的能力而来的那现在基督徒就是没只有这个基督徒的这个外貌可是没有基督徒的能力。
And so it says very clearly,
他在这讲得很清楚
that there is no excuse even in the book of Romans chapter 9:17
没有任何借口罗马九的十七
Romans chapter 9 verse 17 it says
九章的十七
for scripture says to Pharaoh
因为经上有话向法老说
I raised you up for this very purpose
我将你兴起来特要在你身上彰显我的 全能在你身上要彰显我的全能
and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth that I might display my power we are serving a God of power
并要使我的名传遍天下把我的能力通过你来彰显出来我们侍奉的神是有能力的神这是非常的严肃
How has the present day then worship the present day church and Christian worship without power to make the world think that we are serving a God without power? How?
那怎么可以先进的教会先进的基督徒他们敬拜没有任何能力他们好让这个世界以为他们敬拜的神没有任何能力
Apana, apana, apana amesema tu kiwazi uwezi kujinyonga na hivyo apana ameuliza swali ya kwamba Mungu ambao tunamtumikia vile unaona kwa Warumi 9:17 ni Mungu wa nguvu tele nguvu kubwa Je, kanisa la leo lawezaje kuabudu Mungu wa Israeli na kutembea na yeye kwenye uokovu bila nguvu? Kwa maana tumeona katika kitabu cha Timotheo wa pili mlango wa tatu mstari wa tano ya kwamba Wakristo wa siku hizi, makanisa za siku hizi zina aina ya dini, aina ya wokovu ambayo haina nguvu. Sasa wanaaibisha Mungu, kwa maana watu wengi wauliza sasa ni Mungu gani huyo wanamwabudu ambaye hana nguvu? So which God the world, it makes the world wonder when they look at the church without power, they're asking which God is that without power?
现在教会没有任何能力让世界怀疑他们敬拜的神是没有能力的神。
And it says in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3,
希伯来书一章的三节,
it says the following.
他说的如下,
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, turn will be there.
跟我打开说希伯来书一章的三节,
that the Son is the radiance of God's glory.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉,
the exact representation of his being.
是神本体的真相,
sustaining all things by his powerful word, powerful power.
常用他全能的命令托住万有,
after he had provided purification for sins,
他洗净了人的罪,
he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And he's saying that the words of Jesus that we have taken and inculcated into our lives are words of power. They are powerful words.
在这儿谈的是耶稣的话语是赐给我们救赎，并且培养起我们救赎， 并且让我们成熟的，就是有能力的。
The present day church is in trouble because the power of God is a basic necessity that he told them they cannot leave Jerusalem without.
先进教会就有问题了，因为耶稣要求他们的门徒，这就是他们的基本，他们的前提，他们的基本条件，不要离开耶路撒冷，就要受到这个能力。
The power of the Holy Spirit is for the purpose of convicting the sinner of sin.
这圣灵的能力就让罪人从自己的罪当中得释放的。
And it is the one that is used in the conversion of sinners into salvation.
就是给这个罪人赐给他救赎的。
Like you see in Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
正如你罗马书一章的16节所看到的。
Today I'm getting more extensive than I was yesterday with the guests here.
我今天我再度的给你们更有深度的内容，昨天客人在这儿的讲到相比。
I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone that believes, first to the Jew and then to the whole earth.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，大的能力，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1:18, because of time, I'm running through them for you, that you may document them at home, wherever you are tuned in all over the globe.
林前一章的18节，我这样一来就是把整个有关的经文。
It says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Amen. 因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为为主，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。 Hallelujah, 这是神的能力。
Do you understand why he says that in the height of the tribulation and persecution by the Antichrist, then Jesus is still able to harvest a large number, a great harvest of the righteous? Why? Because they had this power. How can the present day church operate without this power and think of entering heaven?
我们看一下这大灾难里头仍然有大量的收割，是因为为什么？耶稣的福音是有能力的，就是真正的荣耀，真正的能力的。可是现今的因此在那样的灾难大灾难里头有大量的收割，可是现今的教会，你们的信心没有发出来这样的能力。
How can the present day church operate without this power then and think of entering heaven?
没有这样的能力，那没有这样能力的一个醒出来的这个基督徒的样式，你们怎么能够想期待的进入天堂呢？First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 4 and 5.
Turn with me there. He says, "My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words."
林前二章的四到五节，我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语。
In other words, he's saying, I did not go to theological college and read books published by who and who.
换言之，我不会读神学，然后呢写了什么书，然后这个作家谁谁，不是的。
Neither did I go to Bible universities and read and take courses being preached by professor, being taught by professor who and who.
或者是我要读圣经的这个大学，在那里受到什么有名的教授他们的教导，什么这个教派派别等等。
No,
不。
It says my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstration of the Spirit's power, of the power of the Spirit, with the cripples getting up, with the blind seeing, with the deaf hearing, with the mute walk. Hallelujah.
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，阿们。我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。我的讲道是通过残疾人站起来，瞎子看见，耳聋的听见，这样强大的医治神迹，这样能力的执行而证明的圣灵的大能，彰显在这一代眼前的，震动中子醒来，震动全宇宙的。
The visitation of transfiguration in the modern age.
在这现代化的人们眼前带给来变貌的。
Everywhere from Kwale, all the way all over the world in Agua Branca, from Nairobi here, the power of the Spirit of the Lord. How can the church survive without it?
主圣灵的大能就是在内罗毕的，在这儿这说出的医治的宣布，夸雷阿瓜布兰卡所有的地方都得医治的，这样的事情发生怎么可以？先进的教会没有任何能力行出来你的救赎呢？
False prophets out there on TVs and wherever talking about power, power. No, the Lord is saying that our salvation is based, is founded on the foundation of real powerPower, true power that lifts a cripple and a cripple walks away.
Hallelujah. 我们的救赎，神说我们的救赎是一个真正的能力，实在的能力为基础的。你宣布了残疾人站起来的这实在的能力，你怎么可以的？全球基督徒电视台里头呢，假先知、假使徒，他们的没有任何能力的那种救赎、那种福音留在那儿呢？这是非常严肃的。
And he's saying in Second Timothy, Second Timothy, please.
提摩太后书，提摩太后书。
Eugene, please, can you give me Second Timothy? Second Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Is saying Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
4:2, 四章的二节。
It will come up on your screen shortly. It says.
他说。
Preach the word.
务要传道。
Be prepared in season.
无论得时不得时。
And also out of season.
总要专心
Correct,
并用百般的忍耐
rebuke,
各样的教训责备人警戒人劝勉人
and careful instruction. The Lord is saying that you need this power.
主说你需要这样的能力
and this power is very important in defeating Satan.
这样的能力非常的重要，能够打败仇敌的
Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2
退步1 and 2罗马书。
How then can the present day church defeat Satan?
那这样的话，现今的基督徒怎么能够打败撒旦呢？
When they are now having a form of religion without the power.
当他们现在拥有的只有金钱的外貌，并没有金钱的能力。
Can you defeat Satan?
你怎么可以打败撒旦呢？怎么能打败撒旦？
Because he's saying very clearly.
因为主在这讲得这么清楚。
Romans 12, 1, it says,Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed in the renewal and the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Then you'll be able to approve and test. You'll be able to test and approve what is God's will, His good and pleasing and perfect will for you.
叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Is the one that can help you to be able to be conformed to the image and pattern of God.
因此，这个能力让你明白神的旨意，让你模仿，让你跟随，让你成全神的旨意。
That power is one that will help you preserve your faith.
并且这个能力帮助你来 保存你的信心。提摩太后书一章的八节。
And that's why when the Lord said that he swung the sickle and the earth was ripe for harvest and he harvested, then you understood that there must have been power. The latter anointing must have come there. Cripples have walked, blind have seen, deaf have heard, and now the crop matured and the quality of the harvest was powerful and he harvested.
这就是为什么启示录当耶稣扔掉那快镰刀的时候的地上的庄稼都被收割了，因为地上的庄稼都熟透了。这就是幕后恩膏幕后雨水的角色。当你宣布残疾的站起来，一下子看见耳聋的听见，这样一来就是这个庄稼看到了这一切，然后
that enables us to persevere in persecution and preserve our faith without falling.
成熟起来，这个能力，这幕后的，这幕后的雨水赐给你们的能力，才让你能够忍耐所有的一切被逼迫、受痛苦的环境当中，不要这个被打败，这撒旦给你的压力。
2 Timothy 1 and 8 says, So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻。
Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel. Then, by the power of God, only by the power of the Lord, was Paul now able to tell them, please just behead me, just slaughter me, it's okay.
也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难，就是让我斩首，让我被斩首都没无所谓了。保罗的
is the one that is responsible for the healings, the visitations, and the miracles in the church that are very important weapons and instruments for evangelism in this dark age.
这个能力是保罗在这宣布的，这个能力才是你们现在要拥有的。当你看到一只神迹造访
for evangelism at this time,
当你看到这一切的一只神迹造访这神迹启示的时候，你是有责任的。
Miracles and wonders and signs,
因为这个能力带给你们这个一只造访一只谁的神迹启示。
That now will be able to convinceThe hearts of the unbelievers to follow this awesome God performing such wonders, opening blind eyes in Kinangop, in Durunjeri.
现在你能够用这一切的神的能力来说服那那个非基督徒，让他们能够跟随主耶稣基督的福音。现在 Kinangop, Durunjeri 在那都有
Islamic community in Kwale.
一只神迹，甚至伊斯兰的社区那里都夸嘞，在那都有神，一只神迹发生。Matuga Kwale.
This power is the one that's responsible for healing. We're looking at the book of Matthew chapter 8, verses 10 and 12.
这个能力就是医治带给你们的这个责任，马太八的十到十三。
And so when Jesus heard this, he was amazed, and he said to those following him.Truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith.
耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从的人说：“我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。”
I say to you that many will come from the east and from the west and will take their places.The feast with Abraham, Isaac. You know, this happened because the centurion, when you go back, the centurion said, you have the power, just decree and my servant will be healed far away.
我又告诉你们从东。我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来在天国里。这段经文是因为是百夫长。
This discussion came about because of the centurion. who said to the Lord, no, you have the power. Just say the word and my servant will be healed. And Jesus healed the servant no matter the distance, without spatial limitation, like the two prophets you see now operating on the earth without spatial limitation.
因为是百夫长的这个信心，他说了，你是有能力的，你就开口说出来，那就我的仆人得医治的。这样，耶稣基督的医治神迹是不会受到任何空间的距离的这个限制。这样，两位限制在那罗威宣布，那到处都有医治神迹发生。这就是在这儿这个对话这个产生的整个背景。
Thank you. So the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5, our lead scripture in this session, we are now interrogating the lack of power in the modern day church.
那现在呢，提摩太后是3:5，我们现在要进入，就是现今教会缺乏能力的这种情况，这种状态。
In other words, when he says having a form of godliness but denying his power, what he means is the following, that they claim to be Christians just for public show, but they literally disown the glorious name of Jesus. They are just showing because it's politically correct to be called a Christian. You look hygienized and you look cleaned. You look someone who is right. When you say you are a Christian, you're born again. They are simply using that name, but they are essentially dishonoring the name of Jesus.
有金钱的外貌，却背了金钱的使意。你的信心，你对这个基督徒的样式，只有给人看的一个秀，是公开的一个秀。因为就是你说自己是个基督徒，那就你在这社会处事的时候得着益处。
But they do not want to accept the guidance of the power of God, because the power of the Holy Spirit will tell them to change their dressing, to walk holy, to leave some of the things they are doing. So they are simply saying they are Christians, but the truth is that they don't accept the guidance of God's power.
你并没有将荣耀归给耶稣，这样一来呢，其实你的生活没有任何改变，你的穿着，你神要求你工作的时候要圣洁，这一切对你来说是很负担很大，你。 没有遵守按着神的命令来，神的要求来去做，这样一来，基督徒的能力在你身上不可能被发现。
They are going out on a public show to say they are Christians, but having a form of that religion and denying its power. So they are going out to say that they are Christians, but essentially they deny the power of the cross, and they don't allow the power of the cross to influence and change their hearts and change their lives. They don't accept that.
他们只有在公开的秀当中，就是他们只有基督徒的外貌，可是没有基督徒金钱的能力，因为他们没有改变自己的一切。这样一来，And
so they are really doing a great damage to the Lord.
因此他现在其实做很大的
They don't want to carry their cross daily.
他现在损失主，天天没有背起自己的十字架。
It's an outward form of religion, but inside they are unborn again.
他们只不过是外貌的这个基督徒而已，他们里面是根本没有重生的。
It's a very pathetic state of the church.
这是教会非常可悲的状态。
And yet the power of the latter glory in the church.
可是教会里的幕后的荣耀。
Is the one that enables anyone to perform complex duties of God, like raising cripples and cleansing leprosy and opening blind eyes at one decree. Those are complex duties that you cannot do in the mortal realm. You need this power.
你必须要做到的，你的责任。当你看，就从一个真正的基督徒受到的能力，把残疾人站起来，下子整个医治神迹的发生，就是并行的。
That is the power that allowed Samson to tie the tails of hundreds of foxes, almost 300 foxes or something. I need to check it. But how can you catch the tail of one fox? But he could tie the tails of 300 foxes. I need to check my scripture. And then set ablaze and send them. That power is necessary if God has sent you.
这就是三孙的能力，怎么可以一百个或者三百个狐狸的尾巴都捆绑起来放火呢？甚至一只猴的一头狐狸的尾巴，你可以捆绑起来吗？这决定。 这才是证明你是否被亚威神差派下来的，因为神的能力总是超越人的这个基限，人的这个限界，这就是要并行的任务，为神而要做的伟大的任务，这执行神迹启示，这看到神的意象，God prophecies。 说出神的预言，
and those prophecies, however monumental, they become fulfilled. Why? Because of the power. And yet the present day church is having a form of religion that denies the power. How will they make it?
这些预言都是非常纪念性的，可是多头一实现的。可是看一下现今的教会，只有金钱的外貌，没有金钱的使命。没有金钱的使命。
Lakini hilo unabii lazima itatimizwa kwa maana nguvu za Bwana, nguvu za Roho Mtakatifu zinafanya kazi kwa wanabii wa Bwana. Sasa je, kanisa la leo lawezaje kuingia binguni ama kutembea na Yesu ama kutenda yale jukumu ambalo Yesu amewapea, kazi ambayo amewapea, wanawezaje kuitenda bila hii nguvu? Because kwa maana Biblia inatuambia hapa wazi wazi ya kwamba kanisa la leo wako na aina fulani ya dini, aina fulani ya uokovu, lakini wanakana, hawataki yale nguvu ya Roho Mtakatifu ambayo inawaelekeza kwenye utakatifu.
Hallelujah.
How can they?
他们怎么可以这么做呢?
That is what allows you to see vision, the power of God.
神的能力才允许你来看神的意象。
This past day,
我可以跟你分享昨晚一个主的天使昨天造访了我，跟我说了好像人跟人说话一样。然后呢，就是结束了之后，就我的面前垂直的。
Is when I knew he was an angel, because then he had glorious wings as he was flying up vertically.
垂直的就往上飞起来，我才知道他是天使，因为他有翅膀，就是荣耀的，非常荣耀的翅膀。
It is the power of the Holy Spirit that the church is denying now that will allow God to infill you. In other words, will allow you to exist with God, God to exist inside you.
这就是神的能力，现在允许神来进入你里头，跟你同行的。It
is the power of the Holy Spirit that the present day church has rejected that essentially transforms a person.
这就是圣灵的能力，其实现今教会拒绝的，这才可以改变人的。It
is the one that makes you Christ-like.
这让你成为基督一样的人。It
is the one that was promised by the Messiah would come at this time to be able to let you know that he is coming.
这才让你成为像基督一样的，并且当耶稣基督来临的这个时刻，让你。
It is the one that helps you live a sacrificial living.
这才是让你能够活出基督徒牺牲生活的能力。
A spiritual being.
这才是让你成为属灵的存在的。
It is the one that helps you become an eternal being. In other words, it converts the perishable into imperishability, the mortal into immortality, the corruption into incorruptibility.
这才是让你成为永恒的存在的，让那朽坏的变成不朽坏的，让那死的变成那不死的，让那腐败的变成那不腐败的。So
then, the Lord says that He harvests the earth. He will harvest the earth because the latter glory, the latter rain, the latter anointing has come and has ripened the crop.
因此主来收割地上的庄稼，是因为末后的造访、末后的恩膏、末后的荣耀、末后的雨水已经来到。
It is the latter glory, the latter visitation you see right now. The two prophets of God are exuding in a modern generation now, raising cripples, opening blind eyes, opening deaf ears, cleansing leprosy, resurrecting Mama Rosa. It is that latter glory that is supposed to prepare the church and improve the quality of the harvest. Determine it right now.
这是末后的恩膏，现在这荣耀的造访、荣耀的神迹其实都发生的，就是是通过两位先知来把残疾人站起来，下子看见耳聋的听见，并且抢大马放的得医治，妈妈罗莎重新复活过来的，这就是预备教会的，就是让教会能够成为达到那个标准，庄稼熟透的标准。
It is the one that is supposed to be now determining the quality of the harvest into heaven.
这就是现在决定这个庄稼品质质量的，好让你能够进入天堂。
You see the blind eyes in Bungoma, the blind eyes in Kinangop and everywhere, the cripples. When you see that, you should be asking yourself, how does this improve my salvation? How do I use what I've just seen now to be able to prepare and become a mature, ripe crop ready for harvest into glory?
当你看到崩过吗？当你看到天国这一切的医治神迹的时候，你必须要问你自己：这一切的医治神迹来，我怎么能够更加的进展我的救赎，更加的让我成熟起来，成为一个熟透的庄稼，能够进入备体的？
So that I can be harvested into glory.
好让我在这荣耀当中被收割。
The wrath, the judgment of those that don't obey the first angel. But now we are talking about the present day church, and she's in the exact same place as those that don't obey the first angel.
我们并没有处理这个神的愤怒、神的审判，可是先进教会他们的状态就是正好那些不顺服地狱天使、这个下的命令，那个悖逆的那一代是非常的类似。
And you have seen that those in verse 9, in Revelation verses 9 to 11, the sternest warning ever that whatsoever does not obey the command of the first angel.
并且启示录十四的九到二十在那描述的就是不顺服。
So we have seen in the book of Revelation chapter 14 verses 9 to verse 11, we have seen very clearly that there is the sternest warning by Yahweh on those that do not obey the command of the first angel.
就启示录十四的九到十一节，我们看得非常清楚，那些不顺服地狱天使下命令的，他们要受到的惩罚是个什么样的。
And yet, he says they will be tormented in the lake of burning sulfur.
在这说到他们会受到痛苦，在地狱的火湖里。
And the Lord does that. He torments them and judges them. He crushes them in the wine press, as we have seen Revelation 14:20.
当我们十四章启示录二十节所看到的，主为什么把他们放在神愤怒的大酒榨这么践踏下来？
You crush them like the grapes, and their blood will spatter on his garment, and I'll share a vision that I saw of the Christ with a red robe.
当他踹酒渣的时候，他们的血都撒出来，要撒在主耶稣基督的这个衣服上，他这红色的衣服，当我看到的在异象当中出现的时候。
And you'll know whose blood is that on that robe. It's not the blood of Christ. That is the blood of the enemies of God, the rebellious.
当你知道了他这个鞋不是个耶稣基督的鞋，是那仇敌的并且背你的人他们身上这个扎出来的鞋。
And so,
we
see very clearly that depending on whether you obey or not the command of the first angel, you determine your eternity.
因此，仅靠着你有没有顺服地狱天使的命令，这就决定你的永恒。
And that's why we have seen that where the present day church is, she needs to repent and seek God to find the latter anointing that the crop may ripen. for harvest.
因此我们看现今教会必须要悔改，并且要追求幕后的恩膏、幕后的雨水，让它成为成熟的、属透的、庄稼的。
Those of you who want to receive the Lord now, please, this is the moment so we can close the broadcast.
那些愿意接受主耶稣基督的，现在跟我一起祷告，来要结束今晚的直播。
Mighty Lord Jesus,
跟我一起祷告，强大的主耶稣。
I repent and turn away from sin.
我悔改，我离开罪恶。
And all sin.
所有一切的罪恶。
And I receive you, my Lord Jesus, into my heart.
在我心中接受你作为我的主和救主。
Be my Lord and my Savior.
成为我的主和我的救主，主耶稣基督啊。
Lord, I ask you to help me to obey.The command of the gospel.
主啊，帮助我来顺服福音的命令。
And today I reject rebellion.
今天我丢弃悖逆。
Take over my life and transform me with your powerful blood.
主啊，今天抓住我的人生来完全的改变，借着你强大的、有能力的宝血来。
For the kingdom of heaven.
为了神的国度预备我，为了这个教会的大收割备敌，让我能够参加，以强大的耶稣圣名而求，我重生了。阿门。
The Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了。
Remember, I have seen the coming of the Messiah.
记得我已经见过弥赛亚的来临。
So always be holy, be ready at every second, every second, every second.
因此每分每秒，每分每秒都要圣洁，要供应，要做好准备。
The King is coming.
君王要来了。
For Kenya, remember, I've seen the general elections. I've even seen who will win the elections.
肯亚，我已经看过谁得胜在这大选当中。
And I see a small disputation arising.
并且我看到了小小的那些纷争就引起来。
The Lord is saying there will be disputation.
那这就是主在说，那会有纷争发生。
That's why it's very important that the meeting that's coming up at Kasarani take place, the national repentance.
因此
7 to 10 million people, I don't have time now.
因此在卡萨拉尼在那要举行的这个国家悔改会是非常的重要，就700万到1000万聚集起来要一起悔改的。
The national repentance.
国家悔改会
in Christ Jesus before the Lord.
在耶稣基督主面前。
Thank you. See you again today in the evening.
谢谢，今天晚上再会。